pretty
good. One of the stories last night said he was let go, and I didn't think that.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'd like to call this meeting to order.
I don't know if that's on.
I don't think it's on.
Where is this? Land hit yours.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this point this evening, I'd like to administer the oath of office to our newly elected board members. Unfortunately, Mr. Burns cannot be with us tonight. He's not feeling well, but Mr. Pellegrino and Ms. Bassone, if you could please stand and raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I please state your name.
I, Thomas Pellegrino.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Donna Bassone.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of member of a Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God. Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Furthermore, I affirm and declare that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1.
Nor disqualified as a voter due to a conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1, so help me God.
As a voter due to a conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA 18A:12-1, so help me God.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Please sign your oath. Please sign your oath, and before you leave this evening, if you could get it to me, that would be great.
There it is. I already signed.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns. Mr. Catani.
Yep.
Mrs. De Palma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Gardner.
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Smith. Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Next on the agenda are the results of the election of November 3rd, 2015. The Manasquan Board of Education had 3 3-year term seats available. Donna Bassone, Martin Burns, and Thomas Pellegrino ran for those seats, and the votes that they attained on election day are noted there in the agenda. They were all elected members of the Manasquan Board of Education. Congratulations. Below is a list of all board members with their current term indicated. Please note, Mr. Walsh has resigned effective December 18th, 2015. The next order of business this evening is to elect a president to the Board of Education. The floor is now open for nominations for the office of Board of Education president.
I nominate Tom Pellegrino.
I second it.
The floor is only open for the nominations. Oh, we don't require a second at this time. Are there any other nominations for the office of president? Hearing no further nomination, the floor is now closed. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassam.
Yes.
Mr. Patani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garabuli.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to invite Mr. Pellegrino to join us at the table.
Take it with you. It's mobile. It's a mobile device.
But it is attached to a cord.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that right now.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Don't worry. I think we have insurance.
No, wait.
I didn't buy it.
No, we didn't.
Yes, ma'am.
It's already.
Yeah, I had to reset mine. So.
That's yours.
We'll give Mr. Pellegrino a minute to set up before we move on with the nomination for the office of Vice President.
We're up to number 7. We need a motion to nominate and elect the Vice President of the Massacre Board of Education for the period beginning January 5th, 2016, ending at the next organization meeting of the Board of Education. The floor is open for nominations. I would like to nominate Linda De Palma. Do we have any other nominations? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassam.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garabuli.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Carried.
Moving on to number. Congratulations.
Really?
To Mrs. De Palma. Number 8, our mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through a partnership with the community. Number 9, our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter.
Thank you.
After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Number 10, public comment on agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual, not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on these on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one. We have Manasquan items number 11. through 38. And also, if you scroll further down, items 53 and 54 are Manasquan only items. Does anyone need any of those items separated out? I'll give you a chance to look at all. Also, for number 39, it requires you to sign the Code of Ethics and hand that to Lynn before we leave tonight, please, everyone. Everyone okay? Do we have a motion for those items? Mrs. De Palma, a second?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, any discussion on any of these items? Sandy, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassan?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Abstain from number 20 and 21, Kim Reed. Yes, everything else? I'm sorry, and number, wait, no, 48's not part of it, right? It jumped to 51 and 52? Okay.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, we are to number 40. The following agenda items were included in the December 15th, 2015 regular public meeting, and we need to, because of lack of a quorum, we need to approve those motions now. So the Manasquan Senate District items number 40 through 52. 40 through 52. Does anyone need anything separated on those? Do we have a motion for 40 through 52? Mr. Catani? Second? Mrs. Muley? Any discussion on any of these items? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassan?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Number 48. Abstain from James Frieda. Yes. Everything else?
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. We are now to old and new business. Does anyone on the board have anything under old or new business that they'd like to discuss? Yes, Ms. Bassan.
One question. Where do we stand with the voluntary drug testing program and if and when it's going to be implemented? I know you had said into the new year. Are we there yet?
That's a good question for Dr. Cajun.
At our Committee of the Whole meeting on the 19th, we'll be addressing that as we're going to focus on the paperwork that we'll be receiving from Strauss Esmond.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Dr. Cajun, I know you had something you wanted to discuss.
Yes. I take great pleasure this evening introducing to the board our two new personnel that were appointed this evening. And in conjunction with that, it's customary that the new personnel that appear at a board meeting have an opportunity to either tell us their favorite team or to sing for us in regards to being welcome to the Manasquan community. We have with us this evening our high school special education teacher replacing Pamela Grandinetti because of retirement, Tiffany Malatesta. Tiffany, could you stand up, please? So, Tiffany, Manasquan is truly a magical place. So we want to thank you for being here. And from the wealth of applicants that we have, you rose to the top. And I just want to compliment you for that. And also, you have an opportunity to either sing or tell us that which is your favorite NFL team.
Giants.
Giants.
So I'm gonna have to go with the Steelers.
Good Good choice.
Can we have a redo?
That also was a good choice. Well done, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And also, again, with the high school, our ESL teacher replacing Antoinette Capodanno due to retirement, Nancy Knitter. I got it. Welcome to Magical Manasquan. And now, according to our customs, you have a choice of either.
Please tell me through the rigorous, through the rigorous application process, two Steeler fans didn't land at Manasquan.
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
No redo for her.
Welcome, and thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's all I have.
We're going to go back to item number 39. We need a motion and a second for number 39, which is the Code of Ethics, which I did indicate that we have to sign and give to Lynn. But we need a motion for that. Mrs. Muley, do we have a second?
Sure.
Mr. Serino, any discussion? Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carried.
And we are to our second public forum on any items. Would anybody from the public like to be heard on any matter? Seeing no one. Executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Bear Open Public Meetings Act, and I also, although there was no report from our student rep, I would like to thank Mr. Del Garcia for coming out tonight. Thank you, Matt. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Bear Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent of the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number one, confidential matters per statute on court order, which is a student matter. Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. That will not be the case this evening. Do we have a motion to go to executive session? Mr. Catani, second?
Second.
Mrs. De Palma. Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carried.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming out.